We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van
Vliet! Oh, yeah. Welcome back to another audio adventure on Insight. It's your friendly neighborhood CVV, Chris Van Vliet. And this is our last episode before the holidays. So I hope that you and your family have an amazing holiday, whatever it is that you're doing. And we've got a little holiday present for you in this interview. We break a little news during this interview. Rich Swann has been doing big things in Impact Wrestling over the last few years. I mean, he's been the Impact World Champion. He's been the TNA World Heavyweight Champion, X Division Champion, Impact Digital Media Champion. And he told me exclusively during this interview that he's re-signing with Impact Wrestling for 2 more years. You heard it here first. And we dig into all the things that he wants to check off that proverbial wrestling bucket list over the next 2 years in Impact Wrestling. So great to have Rich back on the show. It's been far too long since we interviewed him. And please, if you enjoy this episode, send this to somebody who you know will enjoy it just as much, if not more, than the amount that you enjoy this. And take a screenshot and tag us on social media so we can share it out as well. Rich is at Gotta Get Swan. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And shout out to Aaron ERP, who left this review on Apple Podcasts. We're reading one out on every single episode. That's the deal here. So if you leave a few words, and that's really what this is, it's just a few words, leave a few words and we'll read it out on the show. This one says, love this show. Love it. Makes my week. And honestly, I want more. Well, Aaron, ask and ye shall receive. The plan is to do much more in 2023. So let's turn this thing up. But before we end the year, let's dive into this one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rich Swann. Rich Swann, it's been far too long since you've been on the show. I'm so glad we're making this happen.
Far too long, man. I think the last time I was on your show, I was throwing up outside after a Teddy Hart match at MLW. So, hey.
I'm glad to see you're in better shape this time around.
Way better shape. Way better shape. We in the holiday mode. We ready to go, Daddy.
Hey, you got some Christmas decorations behind you here.
Oh, yeah, got the little Christmas tree ready. You know what I'm saying? Everything's just glowing. Everything's just glistening. Everything's just right.
And you're glowing right now. And, you know,
it's perfect. Right.
It's perfect timing. You know, it's the holiday season and you got a big announcement here. So I'm so glad that I can have you on the show to announce this. So what's going on in the world of Rich Swann?
Man, the world of Rich Swann has definitely been lighting up. I mean, I've got a one-year-old baby now, little Richie Jr., and I've also signed a 2-year deal with Impact Wrestling.
Hey, congratulations.
I appreciate that. Impact Wrestling has done nothing but, you know, treat me with the utmost respect, and it's been a place to where I've been able to grow. I've been able to watch other competitors grow, and I've been able to watch the company grow into a spot to where, you know, it should be, you know what I'm saying?
And well, it's been exciting watching you grow as well. If we take this back to before you were first in Impact Wrestling, how different are you now as a performer than you were then?
I'm very different, especially, unfortunately, I had broke my back and my leg, my hip, my foot, everything, like everything on my right side was damn near damaged. And I was told by doctors that I wouldn't walk the same, let alone wrestle again. Man. And for, you know, Impact, they helped take care of me when that happened, you know, and once I finally was able to come back, I became a world champion at Impact Wrestling. So that's something that I'll never forget. I'll always hold near and dear to my heart. And I'm definitely a better performer than I was back in, you know, that at that time. It's definitely, you know, taught me something.
What did winning that world championship mean for you personally and also professionally?
So personally, man, it made me feel like all the doubters and the naysayers and the people that said, hey, you're not going to make it in this business as anything because you're 5'6", you're 175 pounds. Oh, you'll never be into that. That right there, I was able to show that gold and put it in their face. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, you know, personally and professionally, you know, it definitely put me at another level. I was able to wrestle one of the most revered wrestlers in our industry today, Kenny Omega, in a high profile main event match. You know what I'm saying? Two companies came together, AEW, Impact Wrestling, one pay-per-view, one ring, two world titles. I would have never gotten that opportunity, you know what I'm saying, at other places. And I was just, you know, elated, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that forbidden door, like, definitely got kicked in, and that match was, like, living proof of, like, yep, no match is off limits now.
Yep, 100%. And, like, I just to be a part of that, you know, to be one of the spearhead figures of that was like, all right, golly, I'm doing something right.
I feel like there's some unfinished business with Kenny Omega now, though.
Oh, there's a lot of unfinished business. We never got our rematch, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, I know that forbidden door's still open. Your boy Cass just had a world title shot at Impact against Josh. You know what I mean? And he's a part of AEW. Hey, Kenny, this is a message to you. Don't be scared. I know you beat me. But, hey. Don't be scared. Let's run it back.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he came onto your turf. That match was an Impact Wrestling. Time for you to go, you know, hey, the other way on the forbidden door.
I think Tony's scared.
That's it. You know, one of the big things that stood out from that match was Mauro Ranallo calling that match. And I feel like it gave it this like real big fight feel.
Definitely. It was definitely special. And, you know, everybody knows my history with Mauro from, you know, 2016, 2017 over there in that company in New York. But to have him call that, you know, he's definitely one of the most charismatic commentators out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just no, like, you know, there's no comparison. I know
he also, like, you know, he was the guy who called Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he calls the biggest fights.
The biggest fights, exactly. And that's no slot. That's no slate to like Jim Ross or Tom or like Josh Maddie, anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's just that Mauro has a unique presentation about how he, you know, comes across. It's you know, it's with the times.
Yeah. Yeah. So as we look ahead, you know, 2022 is almost done. An amazing year for you. If we look ahead at 2023, you got, you know, kind of a new life here, two more years with Impact Wrestling. What do you want to accomplish in these next 12 months?
Man, in these next 12 months, I want to do something that has been on my mind for a while. And that has become, you know, a Grand Slam champion at Impact Wrestling. Of course, I'd like to become world champion again. I would love to find a tag team partner and get these tag team titles, scratch that off my list. You know what I'm saying? I'd love to have Willie Mack with me by my side. That's my partner, either Willie Mack or Ricochet. Those are my two guys. You know what I'm saying? We've made a lot of history together, and to have that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that right there would be like the ultimate. Like, that would put me up there with guys like AJ Styles, with guys like Sting, with guys like Booker, Kurt Angle, you know, Samoa Joe. Like, that would put me up there with that list, you know what I'm saying? And like, to be in there, like, god dang, you know what I'm saying? I did something. I did something with my life.
It's going to be a tough one to answer, but you'd listed off so many TNA legends there. If you were to have a Mount Rushmore of TNA greats, who are your four?
Easy.
It's
easy because, like, these are the guys that definitely, especially when I was younger and just starting to get into pro wrestling as an athlete and everything like that. Like, I would say Sting for sure. I'd say Christian Cage for sure, because he was definitely a big jump once he left from WWE to come to TNA. And, you know, it was, you know, nobody thought that, like, oh, wait a minute. What's he doing here? Why is he, you know, like, yeah, it was
what's
awesome.
Christian Cage doing in the Impact Zone?
Yeah. The whole star on the day and the getting the video of his feet. Like, that whole thing was awesome. Wait a minute, Mike Tenay up in there. Yeah. But so Sting, Christian Cage, definitely AJ Styles.
Of course.
The last one, though, you know what? You might be right. It is hard.
It's hard. It's hard when you get down to that last spot, right?
Yeah. Samoa Joe, for sure. He definitely had a type of aura about him that was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? And at that point, too, like, he wasn't like somebody that came over from WWE or anything like that. Him and AJ were both homegrown, and like, they helped make that, you know, Impact Wrestling, TNA Wrestling, a staple.
Yeah, it's tough to narrow it down to just four because, you know, of course, Daniels can be on that list, too, for everything he accomplished during that era.
Hey, I would etch another rock out there for him, you know what I'm saying? Mount Rushmore.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you first got to TNA, who was somebody who kind of took you aside and said, hey, here's some great advice for you to really succeed here? Because what you have been doing in Impact is really succeeding.
You know, there's a couple people like Don Callis, Scott D'Amore, D'Lo Brown, Tommy Dreamer. Like those four for me were definitely like the guys, like, and it's well known about, you know, what happened with me and everything like that. But once those guys helped me pull my head out of my ass, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, showed me the way, like, I'll never, you know, forget that. And those guys, like, they know this business.
Sure.
In and out. In yeah. and out. And they helped me tremendously.
I think what's been really interesting about your rise here is I think there could be a lot of people that go, Rich Swann, great entrance theme. He has lots of fun. Mm-hmm. But you would like you prove to people, no, I can get it done in the ring too.
Oh, 100%. I always like to prove that to people, you know, like that's my forte. I like, you know, letting the people think that I'm just this, oh, character. But then when I get into the ring, you know, I'm all about it, Daddy.
How much money are we going to have to get Impact Wrestling to pay to get the rights for like Lionel Richie to play it? Like just one Bound for Glory.
Just one, man, dude. Let's call Lionel up on, what's he on, American Idol now?
He's on Idol, yeah.
Yeah, let's call Lionel up. I'll play a guitar rendition for him. Maybe that might impress him. Maybe he might give it to us for free or something like that.
maybe you audition for American Idol singing American and dancing Idol, to his yeah. song.
Yes, yes. I think that might be the way to get Lionel Richie to let us use all night long. That's all I'm saying.
Do you play guitar every day?
Almost.
I love that.
I play guitar every day, keyboard, a little bit of drums. Yeah.
What's the go-to, you know, type of music for you?
Man, I love alternative rock music and I love rap. Like those are my two, like they're far, you know, and wide, but I love rock music. Like it always reminds me of when like promotions will make like whatchamacallit, like hype videos for pay-per-views or iPay-per-views or whatever. You know, those are always the songs like Headstrong, I'll take you on with the fighting and everything. Like it always drove me as a kid, like when I was watching wrestling, like that was my hand in hand, like listening to the music and then the wrestling and, you know, like.
And the now rock. You're making me wonder what happened to Trapped. Remember, Trapped
yeah, right.
At the end, they were the one that sang Headstrong.
Uh-huh. Trapped was good, man. They were good.
I only knew their one song, though.
Hey, man.
Because
hey,
of look. Pro wrestling.
Hey, exactly. Hey, but I'm telling you, get that CD. I'm telling you, you'll be blown away.
CD. I don't know where I'm going to play this CD, but.
Go ahead. Go to FYE and get that CD.
So when you play rock music on the guitar, are you talking about that era, like late 90s, early 2000s?
Yes. Late 90s, grunge rock. But I do listen to a lot of post electronica rock, like and new era rock as well. Like a couple of my favorite bands are like the Sick Puppies, of course, Trapped, Smile, Empty Soul, Crossfade, like a lot of that, like
deep cuts. I love it.
Yeah. A lot of that little era, you know what I'm saying? I love that. And then, man, like there's just so much out. There's so much entertainment to choose from and so many bands, so many movies, like it's just so much.
I feel like you should be one of the few wrestlers who fall into the category of someone who plays their own entrance theme.
Hey, this is the thing. And I don't want to hate on Elias. I don't want to hate on Rick Boogs. I don't want to hate on those guys. But God damn it, I was doing that in 2008, playing my own song, beatboxing my own song, playing guitar with my own song. You know what I'm saying? So, but Honky Tonk and Jeff Jarrett, they were doing it well before me.
This is true. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, I was doing that shit.
When it came down to what your next move was going to be, what made you feel confident about going, absolutely, I'm staying here, I'm staying home in Impact Wrestling for the next 2 years?
You know, right now, wrestling is just, like I said, there's so much of everything, of all forms of entertainment. And wrestling right now is prospering. Like, you have your AEW that's doing great. You have WWE that's turned around, turned a new leaf, and they're doing great. And Impact Wrestling, the experience that I had ever since I started with Impact in 2018 has been nothing but love, nothing but prospering, nothing but watching the company grow into what it is today. And to be a part of that and helping that, you know what I'm saying? After all the years of people saying, oh, Impact's going to die. Oh, TNA's dead. This is that. To be a part of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And helping it come back up to where it's at today, that right there makes me feel good. And like I said, it lets me know that I'm doing something right in this industry.
Yeah, and you're certainly having these matches that people are talking about, like the one with Kenny Omega, like the fact that I feel like it's just inevitable that before the end of next year, you'll be the Grand Slam champion as well.
Hey, we'll see. We'll see. I hope so.
I mean, makes sense. Who were you in the ring with in 2022 that you went, man, I cannot believe I am in the ring with this person?
This is the thing. It wasn't an Impact. It was actually a couple of days ago at the ECW arena against Too Cold Scorpio. And that's one person that I would love to see at Impact Wrestling, or to see anywhere, to see at WWE, to see it at AEW, anywhere, to get his flowers. Because let me tell you something about Too Cold Scorpio. That guy has inspired so many of the high flyers of today that it's not even funny. And so many people have, you know, oh, who's one of your favorite? Oh, too cold. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's one guy that deserves his flowers and that deserves to be put in a position, Hall of Fame somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, he definitely deserves it. And I'd love to wrestle him for years to come, 2023. 2024, 2025, like, you know, that's my guy, man.
You were just consistently in a great mood all the time. Hey, and I think there's a lot of people that are watching this going, man, I wish I could have just half of that positivity. What is it for you?
Man, it's just life is too short. You know what I'm saying? I've gone down the dark roads, you know what I mean? And just to feel that feeling and then to come out and on the other side of the tunnel and just feel, you know what I'm saying, the love that everything gives, you know what I mean? Like, you just got to keep that feeling, you know what I mean? Like, and I stay positive because life is too short, you know? Life is too short for the powder face and, you know, like,
yeah,
letting stuff get at you.
Congratulations on everything. So good to see you again.
Hey, and you too.
Rich, I end every conversation talking about gratitude because it's such an important part of my life. Be great. Yes, be grateful. I got the sign behind me right now.
Hey, good. Yes, indeed. You got to be grateful.
What are three things in your life that you're grateful for right now?
Man, I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for pro wrestling. And I'm grateful for my son, man. Those are the three right there.
I love it. I love it.
Yes, well, indeed.
Continued success. I'm wishing that for you in the new year. And man, congratulations again.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Rich Swann in Impact for 2 more years. Think of what he's done in the last 2 years and just think like, man, 2 more years in front of him. He can do so much more here. Please take a screenshot, tag us on social media so we can share this out as well. Rich is at Gotta Get Swan. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And I'll leave you with this quote. Speaking of social media, I tweeted this out the other day. A lot of you guys retweeted this. It's from Uriel Siebert, who says, you create opportunities by performing, not complaining. That's the end of the quote. And then I'll kind of give you my 2 cents on this. I don't understand people that complain. And I guess it's ironic that now I am complaining about people who complain, but complaining doesn't help anybody at all. So there you go. You create opportunities by performing, not complaining. Be great. Be grateful. Happy holidays, my friends. We'll see you on the next one for some more insight.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.